The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On Newstalk.
Yes, it is time now for the Kids Clinic, and Isolt White, the psychotherapist and author, is with me to talk about parental anxiety once newborns are on the scene. And this is a kind of a very serious topic that we're talking about, Isolt, because I guess kind of, I don't want to be dismissive of depression or anxiety kind of postnatal, but I guess people kind of are aware of it.
I think people would be more aware of postnatal depression nowadays, though. Yeah. Maybe even 5 to 10 years ago, less aware. But I'm not always sure that people are fully aware of some of the risk factors for both postnatal depression, and then what people are less aware of is sort of postnatal post-traumatic distress.
Well, explain the difference between the two of them then.
Well, so postnatal depression is sort of what we're used to with women having, you know, often quite strong depression, which can be actually very, very serious depression and may even include some psychosis. So it can range from, you know, quite low mood to really, really challenging depression. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a traumatic stress reaction to birth trauma.
Okay.
Most likely. And it could be that the person had some previous traumas and just the extra trauma, because there's this factor of a trauma load in trauma. So it's sort of like every person has a limit to how much trauma they can tolerate. And birth can be a very, very traumatic experience for women.
So how do they manifest then? Do they manifest in different ways, the PTSD versus the depression?
Yeah. There's aspects of PTSD that can look very like depression because it looks like low mood. But on top of the low mood type symptoms, you're getting very high anxiety symptoms and getting maybe strong startle responses. And then this thing we call hypervigilance, where you're really, really being super, super vigilant and worried and anxious about many things in the environment. And it'll manifest in new mothers with infants in real concern and hypervigilance about the safety of the infant and maybe about their own safety as well.
And what are the kind of early warning signs? Or when does it manifest actually? Like is it an immediate post-birth thing? Does it take time?
It would probably be reasonably quick and in the early days, because when you think about it, with a newborn infant, there's just a lot of anxiety around anyway. Like, how do I keep this infant
alive? Well,
because
that's what I was going to ask, is that there and everyone is wrecked and everyone is low because
exactly.
You're just completely wiped after this whole experience. So how then do you kind of realise, oh no, this is something more than just kind of low energy, nobody is sleeping, everybody is stressed out?
You really need to look for like sort of behaviours that are a bit obsessive or compulsive. So, you know, the mom who doesn't, the new mom, and this is going to be much more impactful on mothers than dads. Like dads can be stressed, but they're certainly unlikely to have post-traumatic stress disorder or postnatal depression. They can be stressed and anxious, but so you're going to look for things like a mom who really doesn't want to let anybody touch their child for fear of infection. Mm. You know, like I remember one mom I knew, like covering the pram when she would take the child out in the pram, if she even took the child out in the pram, being afraid to leave the house, any kind of obsessive kind of behavior is what you're looking for. Anything where people sort of are isolating as well. Like you really want, you know, like, yeah, new moms can be quite anxious, but ones that won't let you pick up the baby or touch the baby at all, you know, and babies are really quite robust, you know, to a large extent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably stuffed in the drawer of a chest of drawers when I was born and I survived quite fine, you know.
And what about then dealing with it, or kind of maybe broaching it as first thing I should ask you about?
Yeah, I think broaching it very sensitively, because all of this, what happens in these kind of trauma situations or depression situations is the person's perspective and view is, it feels really right to them. So when you go up against it, you know, you can't dismiss the feelings. So I think, you know, encouraging them to talk to the public health nurse is a really good one, because public health nurses are coming to visit and can be a really useful resource. Really just going and talking to them about how they're feeling, asking them what other ways you can help, because the more practical help that's around, the better. And the more that there's a chance for them to take some time for themselves to sort of recover. But really talking about that there are resources out there, you know, there's resources available through your public health nurse. There's, you know, obviously always private psychotherapy and things like that available for people who are resourced like that. Mm. There's organisations for postnatal depression as well. But the public health nurse is probably your best resource to, you know, so say you're the dad or their partner, being there for the public health nurse visit, yeah, so that you can have a chat with the public health nurse yourself and let them know your concerns.
And what about, you know, people who are have that degree of self-awareness? Maybe this isn't the first child and they've gone through it before, or they've just gone through it and, you know, it's manifested for other reasons, depression in the past, or they just know that they're the type, you know, and they might think, is there things I could do to kind of stave it off? Like, is there ways of coping with the natural anxiety so it doesn't turn into that?
Well, I think what you've raised is a really good point, because like you said, we're not talking about the type, but we know that people who've experienced depression before are more likely to experience postnatal depression. Yeah. And that if you've experienced postnatal depression before, you're at greater risk of developing it again. And so all of the kinds of things that we do for depression, like getting out for a walk, organizing yoga, time out, like resourcing yourself in the ways that work for you with low mood. I mean, I honestly think, especially for a new mother, getting out for a walk, getting out, meeting people, getting some sense of community. Yeah. Because the biggest thing that helps you with low mood is social connection.
Is it worse in the winter?
Yeah. And so many, I think we actually even talked about this before, so many people have that seasonal affective disorder that's impacting as well. But you're still better to get out, even if the weather's bad. But getting out to the park and saying hi to people in the park, getting out for a coffee and sitting with your infant in a cafe and saying hi to a barista is better than not talking to anybody. And I think this is also a feature of our lives today. Everybody is so busy. How many people do new moms have to talk to when they're stuck at home after having had a very full life before? So a certain amount of it is pretty natural reactive mood.
Well, that's kind of a clarion call maybe to people who know a new mom in their life to remember that they're stuck at home maybe and to reach out.
And to reach out, and particularly just reach out with messages, WhatsApp and stuff. It doesn't all have to be see them, but check in with them regularly, see how they're doing.
Listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Isolde White, psychotherapist and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.